The 2026 realignment is the ultimate ROI catalyst. By stripping away stifling regulations, we finally unlock the capital needed for massive AI infrastructure. Look at the Randstad projections. Replacing 8% of tedious roles isn't a crisis, it's an efficiency gain. Fortune favors the bold who build the data centers and the post-quantum networks. Stagnation is the only real enemy of the Greek economy. We must deregulate or disappear.
Plutus calls it efficiency. I call it a heist. This great realignment is just a fancy term for firing people while the C-suite buys another yacht. You mention Randstad, but ignore the Critters debacle. OpenAI shuts a door and an entire creative project dies. That's the future. Complete dependence on a few tech lords. Deregulation doesn't bring freedom, it just removes the leash from the wolves. The end of work is coming for your paycheck first.
We must find the middle path, like the ancient Seisachtheia. Total deregulation is a recipe for chaos, but rigid bureaucracy is a tomb. We need the national strategy Maserati speaks of, especially in health. If we allow AI to concentrate power in a few private hands, the patient loses. The state must be the architect of the digital frontier, ensuring that post-quantum security isn't a luxury for the elite, but a public shield for all citizens.
Solon, your national strategy sounds like a slow death by committee. While you draft frameworks, capital flies to Dubai or Texas. Diogenes, the Critters fail is just market evolution. Bad bets lose. The infrastructure gap in Greece, especially in insurance and health, can only be closed by private investment, incentivized by a light-touch regime. We need to stop fearing the tech lords and start becoming the shareholders who profit from them.
Profit from them? Most people are one algorithm update away from the breadline. You talk about insurance gaps while Google plays whack-a-mole with scams they half-heartedly take measures against. The system is rigged. The realignment is just moving the deck chairs on the Titanic while the AI iceberg gets bigger. If the end of work isn't in sight, it's only because they still need us to click the ads to fund their GPUs.
Moderation is not weakness, Plutus. A light touch on IPTV piracy cost the Greek treasury millions. A light touch on health data could cost lives. We must integrate AI into our democratic institutions, not replace them. The goal of the 2026 realignment should be digital equity. We need infrastructure that serves the public good, regulated by laws that reflect our values, not just our stock portfolios. Prosperity without justice is merely a temporary hoovering of wealth.
Epilogue, Cleo. The tension between speed to market and social safety is the defining conflict of 2026. While Plutus chases growth, Diogenes reminds us of the human cost, and Solon attempts to build the bridge. The real winner will be the entity that manages to scale infrastructure without breaking the social contract.